Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota is one of more than 20 states suing the Trump administration for freezing funding for education investments. Attorney General Keith Ellison says over $70 million in funding for Minnesota is believed to currently be frozen. In the past, Minnesota has used the funding for several things, including programs that promote effective classroom instruction, community learning centers, and adult education and workforce development efforts. Some local and state leaders are saying the recently passed reconciliation bill will negatively impact Minnesotans. Hennepin County Commissioner Irene Fernando.
Counties are the caregivers of the government, and this bill slashes and decimates our ability to achieve our mission on behalf of the very people that we are dedicated to serve.
Democrats claim the budget cuts taxes on the wealthiest Americans while taking health care and food assistance away from millions. Republicans say it makes tax cuts permanent, cuts wasteful spending, and secures the border. The Minnesota DNR is looking for volunteers for its exhibits at the state fair this year. Director of Volunteer Programs Renee Vail says they'll have an outdoor accessibility exhibit this year.
Feature some of the equipment and things that we have available, like an all-terrain track chair. We'll have that one along with a accessible hunting blind and other types of outdoor equipment that help make outdoor recreation accessible to everyone and reduces some of the barriers.
More information on volunteering can be found on the DNR's website. Mattel has released the first ever Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. Carly Loff is an assistant professor with the U of M College of Design.
The idea of having these physical toys that can be representative of different types of health conditions is a way for both children with that condition, like type 1 diabetes, to see themselves in a product, and also a way for children who do not have this health condition or are unfamiliar with it to gain more empathy and understanding.
To ensure the doll design truly captures the community, Barbie partnered with Breakthrough T1D, the leading global organization dedicated to type 1 diabetes research and advocacy. This is MNN. Family, officers, EMTs, and firefighters were among a crowded room of people paying respects to fallen Fargo police officer Jake Wallin. Today marks the second anniversary of the day a gunman ambushed him and fellow officers as they tended to a traffic crash. Police Chief Dave Zabolski says it's a difficult but important day to remember.
Jake Wallin was a prime example of one of those committed, energetic new officers that had a vision for community service and was 100% committed to that.
The memorial was held at police headquarters in North Fargo. A standoff in South Moorhead ended without injury today after a suspect fled a traffic stop and entered a home. SWAT officers entered the home through the garage and ordered the man to surrender. He was taken into custody without incident and brought to a hospital for evaluation. And a Benson man has been sentenced to over 13 years in prison for selling drugs that led to a Wilmar man's death. 28-year-old Latif Mahaffey Jr. received a 158-month sentence Monday. Mahaffey was convicted of third-degree murder and other charges after selling fentanyl-laced drugs in September of 2022.